Christmas is almost upon us, and there are many things we do mindlessly we call traditions. This week, we're going to talk about making traditions work for you. Christmas is almost upon us, and there are many things we do mindlessly we call traditions. This week, we're going to talk about making traditions work for you.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. This week, of course, as we're preparing for the big Christmas Day, it's sort of a season long of events because there's so many traditions and things that we have to get done and things that we want to get done too.
Well, I'm not sure we've got those figured out, things we have to get done. I'm not sure how much we actually have to get done. I'm not sure we have decided what a successful Christmas looks like, as opposed to a failure Christmas. I think for many of us, a successful Christmas is get the tree up, get the presents bought, get everything, all your specific decorations in just the right place, right foods, right this, right gifts, and then come to January and pay the bills. I'm not sure. I think one of the things that I marvel at are these guys we call the Magi who make the trip, and when they make the trip, and for some reason we say there's three Magi, there's three gifts. We have no idea how many Magi there were. It doesn't say in the Bible. We have even traditions around that. That's myth. Think about this. They make this trip, some have said, was over a year long, and end up, and they may have even lost their vision a little or lost sight of the light, the star, because of the glitz of Jerusalem, but end up in a suburb called Bethlehem, in a shepherd's house, probably, because that was the shepherd village, seeing a baby, seeing lower middle class family and their baby, parents and their baby, fall on their face, wow. Praise God. They got it, and everything pointed towards it. I think what we have to see is traditions during the month of December have to point rather than have to stand alone. What do they point to? In the Jewish home, they get it. It's absolutely awesome. When they celebrate their holidays, the lighting of the candles, the Passover, it really points to what they're trying to do. Christmas has been robbed. We're not sure what that big arrow called the tree points to. And we've got to kind of step back and say, are we doing a Christ Mass, or are we just doing a Christmas that really doesn't point to anything? We might as well call it Xmas. We have no idea what it's all about. And using traditions well to make statements and to point as a parent. And I think there's some things that can point to that's called family, but ultimately this is the worship of the birth of the King. Are we doing anything that points to that so overwhelmingly that the Magi were so blown away? They didn't come with gifts. They didn't have these things all wrapped and they're traveling with gifts to give them to the baby. It says they opened their treasures. Mm-hmm. They opened their treasury. They opened their wallets. They opened their money belts. They opened their travel American Express stuff because they were so overwhelmed. They were led by God to give. They really don't even know what they're giving towards, but they're giving to a king who is sitting there wrapped in rags, and they gave. They didn't come to get, hey, we've arrived here, King Jesus, what do you have for us? They realized they got it all. And in the beauty of that, and we'll talk a lot more about this next week as we prepare Devos, 15 or less minute Devos that you can actually download for your family every day to have a little bit of a, let's get a focus here. But they opened their treasuries, gave of their resources before they went back home from their trek, that were used by this family to go to Egypt. It's amazing how God put the matrix all together, because then Joseph's going to be told, don't go back. Don't go back. Don't stay. Don't go back. Go on to Egypt for a period of time. Well, wait a minute. My carpentry tools are back there. Oh, that's why the Magi gave us this. Everything has a point to it. And we really want to use the tradition wisely to give our children a gift of the right Christmas, but not only that, to celebrate the birth of our Lord.
Now, we're talking about traditions. What do you really mean by traditions? Are these things that you do as a family? Are they stories that you tell? How are you defining traditions?
Well, that's very good what you just said, because I think we need to have individual traditions too, actually, as we come before our Father. And my wife and I have very individual. She has specific things that she reads. She has a Bodhi Tome book she reads that is all about that birth of the Lord and the history behind it. She reads that every December. She has something else she reads every December. She also reads the gospel accounts. I read the gospel accounts all December. And the fun thing for me is I have a responsibility, this is just me personally, to have something by Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday done. for whatever church I'm filling in at. But those weekends become the outward manifestation of my all week. And this week for me is the Magi. Mm-hmm. What did they see that made their knees buckle? And how did they have the most spectacular Christmas they could have imagined? They prepared for it. Mm-hmm. So I think there's individualized traditions, but I think as the head of a family, a mom and a dad, we are responsible for focusing our traditions a little more. Right now, we have a tradition in America of going through catalogs and making purchases and hoping that instead of wrapped in swaddling, it's wrapped in beautiful paper and our children are absolutely ecstatic. And how much more can we give them that needs batteries? And what happens is they get to January and they miss it. So I'm not saying stop giving gifts. I'm saying maybe get a little more focused, but also decide that we totally don't insult what this is all about. There's a great story of a baby dedication in a church in New England. And after the dedication of a rather well-to-do family, of the dedication of their first child, they have a luncheon after church over at their house. And it's in the winter, it's in New England, and people are coming in. And the whole purpose is to celebrate the baby dedication of this baby, of this family. And they go in and all of a sudden somebody realizes after a period of time they can't find the baby. And what happened is they put the baby on the master bed and put in this little thing while they're preparing for the baby. And people coming in and putting their coats on the master bed and actually covered over the baby. The baby didn't smother. Oh, but it's interesting that they covered over the purpose that they were there to come to this feast. I think that's almost what we've done. We've covered over with other things, and our children could totally miss the Christ Mass, which is what it used to be called, and come out the other end. What was that all about? And then you add the little man in the red suit, and we can miss it easily. We have a responsibility not to be a Grinch, but we have a responsibility to take the Christ Mass back and use traditions. Traditions are things you do over and over and over and over. They're built in, they're anticipated, but they need to point somewhere. Traditions tell a story by typically what you do in routine. Unfortunately, you can do them so routinely or so religiously, oh man, I do that religiously, that you forget the original purpose and you forget where they're pointing to. The Jewish community was doing the Passover celebration and the sacrifice of the lamb so religiously that they missed the whole point. The lamb was coming in the other gate into Jerusalem at that great, what we call Palm Sunday, and they missed it.
Right.
They missed the whole thing. This isn't a takeaway, it's a fulfillment. But they ended up worshiping the tradition of putting up the lights,
right,
of doing this, rather than spending time pointing to this is what we're all about.
And traditions not just happen on the 25th of December, but they happen in the process of getting ready. I think that's what Advent is about. A lot of people celebrate Advent. And I'm just intrigued a lot this year going through Advent, just, wow, preparing for the coming. Advent means coming. And how it's a 40-day process of getting ready for a big day. Because all the hoopla is about the parties and all that, but it heads up to the 25th. And then once that happens, it's all over. It's almost a disappointment. Instead of using traditions as part of a process of getting ready for, well, this day, but it's not the culmination, it's kind of a beginning.
If the Magi had done nothing in their journey, but arrived at a house, a little shepherd house, with Mary and Jesus, who were using the house at that point. And by the way, the Magi did not arrive at the manger scene.
Right.
It says in Matthew chapter 2, if they had arrived at the house, that would have been it. They'd looked at each other and said, whoa, that's it? They arrived at the house and their knees buckled. It said they fell.
Wow.
They fell before him. They were so overcome. It's an amazing scene. So you're exactly right. A lot of preparation pointing towards the purpose has to take place. But on top of that, they had to battle through Jerusalem. They had to battle through the religious routine and tradition to get out to Bethlehem. We have to battle through what we've become as far as Christmas is concerned. Now, did we still watch Miracle on 34th Street? Absolutely. We did that Thanksgiving weekend, both of them. Now, here I needed to give a caveat for the ladies listening right here. I love what we do, and I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I complain much of the time all the way through.
When you're going through traditions?
Oh, and Rosemary said, so which one do you want to watch which? And every year I say, we're going to watch them both. And every year she says, oh, well, you know, you don't have to watch the old one with me. I'm going to watch the old one. And I know I need to watch it. And there were 13 of us around the television watching that. And I got up a lot and made popcorn and got up a lot and did other things. And then the next night we watched Alone, the second one, Miracle on 34th Street Upgrade. And it's part of that. And there's a statement in there, "In God We Trust" on the dollar bill that is always, okay. And she will then start talking about the other traditions and the other things we do and the giving that we do. To come to Christmas without a gift for the person, for the one whose birthday it is a tragedy. Mm. And as a family, what are we going to give? And my pastor, as an early Christian in my 20s and 30s, always encouraged this to be the single largest gift we give. It is his birthday, which is a little challenging. And that requires preparation, and that requires family meetings. So the caveat I've skirted around here that I need to come back is, ladies, your husbands will try to battle you probably on the traditions because, and I don't even know the because, to be honest with you. I don't know. I love them. If anything happened to Rosemary, I would do it identical the way we do it. So I think part of the tradition is for me to complain. I think part of the tradition is for me to go, "Oh, you got to be kidding. We're doing that again."
So then us ladies have to kind of get ready. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to schedule this with the kids. My husband's going to complain. He's not going to want to be part of it. You're going to have to make an excuse again. Let him go on his way.
Hey, here was the gig last night. Last night, we went down to Dade Christian School to buy our Christmas tree down to your neighborhood. And we have a little routine, and we go down to buy the Christmas tree, and then we, Rosemary and I, and we did with the kids in the old days, we'd go to someplace like Boston Market, someplace in Chick-fil-A, someplace inexpensive when mm-hmm. we'd go to eat. Now it's us, we can upgrade a little bit to another whatever type
Chili's
place. Yes,
something.
Actually, that's awesome. I didn't want to say that word out loud, but yes, we can go do that. And actually, somebody gave Rosemary a macaroni grill gift certificate,
nice.
So that's where we went. But that's part of the tradition. I've got the tree in the car, and I can't believe I say these things. I look at her and say, "Why don't we just take the tree home and order a pizza?" And she looks at me and says, "We can if you want, but it's kind of what we do, and I would rather." And so I kind of grumble a little bit, and we go, and it was a great time.
So Barnes
great.
Grumbles.
Oh.
Here we have it. No, confession time.
You have to know that my wife's not in the car. Now, I didn't grumble a lot around my kids. I'm free now. Praise God Almighty,
more.
Martin Luther King. I'm free at last. But I'm glad we do these things, and my children will be at our house this weekend to decorate the tree. And the men will grumble about, except for my son-in-law. Everybody else will grumble about decorating the tree.
Well, he likes
it, and there's some traditions he didn't have in his home that now he gets.
Oh, okay.
So we need to glean a lot from Adam because he's kind of soaking up, wow, this is it, huh? And it's the same for me. I grew up in a pagan home, no mom, she died of cancer, and so Christmas was, a prefab tree. Mm-hmm. I mean, that baby was done when it arrived, which is hilarious to think about that now. And the meal arrived, bizarre as that sounds. And so I'm grateful for all this. And mm-hmm. the cookie making, when Rosemary says, "You know, it's Saturday morning, we need to make the cookie," and I know we're supposed to do that with the kids. And she's saying now, she said to me, "Is our grandson Reuben 18 months old? Do you think he's too young to make cookies?" I said, "Absolutely, just eat the dough," which means I got off this year. But when I'm done, I'm always glad I did it. I'm always glad I did it. And I'm always glad. And then when I'm in it, I'm pointing. This is why we do this. This is our treasure, part of our treasures. We're making these cookies. They're not for us. We're giving them away to people. Mm. And in that, also, they would catch me sneaking cookie dough and eating it and trying to act like I wanted them to catch me. But the having the fun as a family, we had to have the fun as a family. I guess what I'm saying here and what we're going to talk about this week is make sure your traditions point somewhere. Some point to family, but they also need to point to Jesus and the birth of the King. Christmas is not all about just what did you get. It's got to be more than that. So there's still time to think. Otherwise, we arrive at Christmas and it's a getting blip that needs batteries rather than what the Magi found. They had the greatest Christmas ever. Their knees buckled with emotion. They realized this is about the King come to earth.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Dr. Barnes and the resources available at Sheridan House Family Ministries, you can go online to shfm.org. If you want to hear this broadcast again, share it with a friend, maybe as you're preparing for Christmas, you can share that online at parentingtoday.org, where you can read the corresponding blog, get that daily in your email box, and listen to this broadcast again. Again, that website is parenting. parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow at this time for another edition of Parenting Today, as we're talking about managing your Christmas traditions, getting ready for the big Christmas day.